Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Waiting and Watching.
Isaiah 49.
But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me." Can a woman forget her nursing child, or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your builders outdo your destroyers, and those who laid you waste go away from you. Lift up your eyes all around and see, they all gather, they come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall put all of them on like an ornament, and like a bride, you shall bind them on. Surely your waste and your desolate places and your devastated land, surely now you will be too crowded for your inhabitants, and those who swallow you up will be far away. The children born in a time of your bereavement will yet say in your hearing, the place is too crowded for me, make room for me to settle. Then you will say in your heart, who has borne me these? I was bereaved and was barren, exiled and put away. So those who has reared these, so who has reared these? I was left all alone. Where then have these come from? Thus says the Lord, I will soon lift up my hand to the nations and raise my signal to the peoples, and they shall bring your sons in their bosom, and that your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. With their faces to the ground they shall bow down to you and lick the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me shall not be put to shame. Can the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captive of a tyrant be rescued? But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken, and the prey of the tyrant shall be rescued. For I will contend with those who contend with you, and I will save your children.
In our New Testament reading, Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to 11.
Now concerning how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we don't really need to write you, for you know quite well the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night, when people are saying everything is peaceful and secure. Then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, and there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are all children of light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night, so be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk, but let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive, when he returns, we can live with him forever. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you so very much. Both passages seems to speak about waiting and watching for signs, and that's often the theme of our Advent seasons, to be those who are waiting and watching. And in our first reading, we have a nation who has been exiled and live now in Babylon. And we have Isaiah the prophet, who is now speaking words of comfort. It starts with chapter 40, where he says, "Comfort, comfort my people." And he continues in those few chapters, but speaking of a time when they will come back, when they will be restored, when God will rescue them from the places of Babylon and bring them back to the land of Israel. And they will be, in a sense, surprised. They will see, well, when we were deported, our numbers decreased a lot. And now we are so numerous that there is not even enough space for us to live all together. Where did those people come from? In this period of waiting and watching, I was thinking about our own situation at church. Most churches following COVID are smaller, and we might feel a little bit defeated. We might feel we are in a different place, in some kind of exile, not very sure what God is doing. To have words of encouragement that God is still with us, despite the challenges, whether they are church challenges or personal challenges. I was also thinking about what it would be to be part of that nation living in Babylon, hearing those words. In our day and age, where things go so fast, we think that our kind of rescue must happen tomorrow or in an hour. But it must have taken still years for these people before finally God would come and bring them back. So I wonder how they use those words to think about what will come, as an encouragement for the day. We don't know when at St. James our church will, in a sense, grow younger or regrow, or where there will be maybe a significant turn, where there will be new life. But we are those who needs to be waiting and watching. And that waiting and watching is not a passive, it's not just, well, let's go about our business, but it is about being active. And in this second passage, the writer encourages the Christians there in that town to be active in their waiting, not to be thinking about, oh, are we going to discern when God is going to do it? He says, don't worry about that. You know that the day of the Lord, which is there, is that great day when God will bring to right everything by coming back, that Jesus will then be with us forever, and that will arrive like a thief in the night. But in the meantime, we as children of the light, or children who knows, who believes, who trusts, that Jesus will come, and whether it's in our generation or in the next or in a few ones, that's not us to decide. We are called to be waiting and watching. The words here is to be sober or to be wise. And what are we called to do? Well, to the people of hope and trust and love. And we have here faith, love, and hope. Paul would use those same three words after speaking about love in 1 Corinthians 12, that the greatest are faith, hope, and love, but the most important is love. And here also then Paul finishes with saying, therefore, learn to encourage one another and build up each other. That's how we show love to one another. Learn to encourage, learn to build up. And he says they were already doing that. And at St. James, a lot of encouragement and building up is already happening, but we are called to continue. And so this week, there will be places and times for us to encourage and build each other up, We will have two funerals when we celebrate the life of John Dykes and Hilary Smook. But it's also a time as a church to be with those who are grieving, to be there alongside them. Two of those we're going to remember were people of faith. And so although we grieve them and it will be difficult for the families, we are also those who will celebrate the victory of Jesus over death. We know that they are now in his presence, waiting for that time when God will come and there will be that great resurrection and the renewal of heaven and earth. So let's continue to bring our challenges, whether they are personal, whether they are community challenges, whether they are church challenges. We don't know when God will intervene, but he will. And so let's continue in trust, in faith, in hope and in love, to be the people of God in our day and time, to have our eyes open, to be those who are watching and waiting. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding me today that I am not alone, that with your Spirit, you promise to be with me always. Jesus, you know the challenges that we are all facing, some of us personal challenges, family challenges, health challenges. But we also see the challenges in our world, the news that so often feel heavy and hopeless, the upcoming strikes because people feel they are not heard or valued for what they do, the reality of winters for many, worrying about the cost of living. Families, parents who might decide to skip a meal just so that their children can have one more. The reality of our church, as we look around, as we rejoice in the faithfulness of people, but we realize the lack of youth and families. Lord, we turn to you in faith, in trust, in hope, and we ask that you will continue to strengthen us to be people who are encouraging one another and who are looking for you for a breakthrough. So be with me today, be with Dave, with Leslie, with Marilyn, with Lynn, and with all those who are listening. May we be those who know you, who know that you have written our names in the palm of your hand. We are yours. Thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.